Hello, good morning, and it's David. I'm in the campsite. I've been here since silly o'clock. I had to get up at 5 o'clock to be able to start work at 6 o'clock this morning because I'm taking over the job from Francisco today, who normally starts at this time of the day. And in some ways I don't mind it because it kind of gets the day over and done with, and I'll be finished at 10 o'clock and I can have the rest of the day to do me stuff. Well, now I'm going to overshare. Yesterday it was not a good day because I started the day and I puked up. I thought, that's weird. Normally I don't only do that when I've got a migraine or something, you know. But after breakfast, I just didn't feel well in my stomach and I wasn't right for the rest of the day either. There you go. That's a little bit of oversharing for you. Well, anyway, I was okay by the evening time because we went off to the cinema to see the film Oblivion. And I was obviously better by then because I was able to eat popcorn. Yeah. And we had the medium-sized popcorn. They are a bit of useless information for you. But what we did do, we had some sweet popcorn put at the bottom. So they had the salty stuff on top, and then we finally got down to the sweet stuff. And that's a nice way to do it, isn't it? Now let's talk about the film. Well, Oblivion. Well, it was quite epic in terms of the views. My wife, who was with me, she was quite impressed with the swimming pool, which was kind of see-through and a long way up and a big view sort of going downwards from underneath. And it was good. I really enjoyed the film. There was a good love story in there, and there was a bit of a twist towards it in the end, and I managed to understand most of it because, well, it was in Spanish, obviously, because I'm here in Spain, and I understood most of it because I had read the synopsis before I went in. So I knew about the twist in the end, and I'm not going to tell you about it in this because maybe you haven't seen the film and you're going to go and watch it soon. So, but if you haven't seen the film, it's probably a good idea to go and have a look at it because I think those sort of films, the sci-fi, big sort of scene, monster sort of movies, they need to be seen on the big screen and have the full visual effect. It kind of reminds me, I went to a cinema once in Bradford. It was like an IMAX sort of cinema. And it was a huge screen and it sort of followed you around as well. And it was quite interesting. In fact, there's one part of it where there's the chitty chitty bang bang effect where you were sitting in a car in the on the screen, as it were, and the car went off the edge of the cliff and it flew, which is just a good job because we all got vertigo. And we all thought we were going to fall off our seats and we all leaned forwards and thought, oh no, shit! But the car flew anyway, so. So that was a long time ago in Bradford. I don't know if it's still there even. There was a cinema, a museum of cinema. It was far better than the museum of cinema that's here in Girona. There's a cinema I went into once in Girona and I wasn't impressed in the slightest. There was some very sort of poor displays in there and not much actual cinema to actually look at. And it was very disappointing indeed. I mean, Girona's not even known for cinema. I mean, why have I said Museum of Cinema in Girona, of all places? I mean, maybe if it was in Barcelona, it might be better. But in Girona, goodness me. Anyway, I haven't been there since. So what else has been going on? Well, I brought the dog into work with me today. I brought the bitch to the beach. She likes her trip to the beach, she does. So I've been walking around the campsites. I've been doing my duties for the morning. I have to have a wander around and see if things are okay. Turn lights off here and there when the light comes up, when it stops being dark and the sun arrives. And then basically just sitting around doing not much else this morning. Which is a nice change, actually, because quite often I'm here and I'm running into reception and I'm booking people in and running out again, taking them to their places in the campsite and just generally sort of running around quite a lot. And then there's other times when I'm just in the reception part and I'm just sitting down and booking people in and doing all the computer stuff. And when I first started doing the job, that was all I did. And because of changes the way that things have happened here. People that were working here before, who worked here a long time, they took my job in the reception and I got shoved outside. And do you know what? I quite like it outside because it's better for me. I'm not sitting all the time. I'm walking around. I'm fitter. I'm running about and my eyes are better for it as well because at the end of the day with the previous one, I could hardly see where I was going. My eyes were dropping out of my head. Anyway, I'm rambling and rabbiting on and I think that's probably enough for this this chat for this morning, Tuesday morning, and it was my son's birthday yesterday, so he's whatever age he is now, so bye-bye now.